Chapter 29, The Victorious Life. Peace comes with dependence on divine power. As fast as the soul resolves to act in accordance with the light given, the Holy Spirit gives more light and strength. The grace of the Spirit is supplied to cooperate with the soul's resolve, but it is not a substitute for the individual exercise of faith. Success in the Christian life depends upon the appropriation of the light that God has given. It is not an abundance of light and evidence that makes the soul free in Christ, it is the rising of the powers and the will and the energies of the soul to cry out sincerely, "Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief." I rejoice in the bright prospects of the future, and so may you. Be cheerful, and praise the Lord for His loving kindness. That which you cannot understand, commit to Him. He loves you, and pities your every weakness. He hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. It would not satisfy the heart of the Infinite One to give those who love His Son a lesser blessing than He gives His Son. Satan seeks to draw our minds away from the mighty Helper, to lead us to ponder over our degeneration of soul. But though Jesus sees the guilt of the past, He speaks pardon, and we should not dishonor Him by doubting His love. The feeling of guiltiness must be laid at the foot of the cross, or it will poison the springs of life. When Satan thrusts his threatenings upon you, turn from them, and comfort your soul with the promises of God. The cloud may be dark in itself, but when filled with the light of heaven, it turns to the brightness of gold, for the glory of God rests upon it. God's children are not to be subject to feelings and emotions. When they fluctuate between hope and fear, the heart of Christ is hurt, for He has given them unmistakable evidence of His love. He wants them to do the work He has given them, then their hearts will become in His hands as sacred harps, every chord of which will send forth praise and thanksgiving to the one sent by God to take away the sins of the world. Christ's love for His children is as tender as it is strong. And it is stronger than death, for He died to purchase our salvation, and to make us one with Him, mystically and eternally one. So strong is His love that it controls all His powers, and employs the vast resources of heaven in doing His people good. It is without variableness or shadow of turning, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Although sin has existed for ages, trying to counteract this love and obstruct its flowing earthward, it still flows in rich currents to those for whom Christ died.